Blog Talk Radio.
What do you hear? What do you say? There's gonna be. I'm not doing the intro. I'm not doing it tonight.
Tony, good to hear from you, my man. What's going on?
You know, what's going on is I'm gonna start off with this right now. I have officially decided that
you have officially what?
Decided, I made a decision that this is going to be my last show ever.
Don't be fat and stupid. You got that other check I sent you?
Yeah, and it bounced. It bounced. And then you sent me a little note for the money that you did send that did go through. You said, sorry, bud, here's extra. Here's extra. And you, $5.
I'm working on a big deal. CVS carrying the Love Lube. Come on, I'm working on this. Don't be a douchebag right now. This is some real money. We're talking about millions for me.
No, that's great. That's good for you because you're gonna have to make money off my name for the last time because I'm retired after this.
You're retarded after this? What?
No, I'm not retarded. Okay? There are retarded people out there, and I'm not one of them. And, you know, I've got enough shit going on in my life. I've got, I'm dating again.
Everyone wants to hear about what's going on with Christian singles. I mean, I can't tell me how many people were excited to hear this. Come on. Come on. Don't deprive us. Don't deprive us. Give us a good show. Come on.
What's going on? Why?
So
you can make fun of me and talk about how I'm having sex and fucking guys? Because it always seems to be a guy.
All I can tell you is that's your fans. I didn't create your fan base. Your fan base wants to see you fuck a dude.
Well, I'm not going to fuck a guy because I'm not a gay guy, and I'm not having sex with guys. I'm not doing it. I've never had sex with a guy, and you know, I know that you know J-Bo because you guys are in fucking cahoots, making fun of me. You can get all of it out of me now tonight.
Good. Well, let's just go forward, and then because you're talking stupid, so let's go forward. Let's get right into it. I want to know how your fucking dates are going from Christian singles, and are you telling them that you're actually not Christian?
No.
So let me hear. Let me hear what's going on. Tell us the story. Everyone loves it.
Well, okay. So I mean, I'll give you this, but remember, after this, the party's over.
Yeah.
So this girl asked me what church I went to, and she was pretty hot. So I said to her, "I said, hey, I go to." Hello.
Yeah, I'm right here.
So I heard noises. This girl.
How old is this girl? How old is she? About 25? What have we got for age?
No, she's older. She's about, she looks good, but she's closer to her 70s.
Okay. So like a real hot cougar.
Yeah, she's really cool. I mean, I think they're fake, but she's got a mutt on. She's got a tits on her. Beautiful.
Some bolt-ons is what you're telling me. Some bolt-ons.
Oh, yeah. You know, so She asked me what church I went to. And I said to her, I said, hey, listen, you know, I pretended I didn't get the message. So I had to Google a Christian church in my neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And I went over there. It was the Grace Church. And I went just off the highway on Route 1. And I went over there. I took a picture. I took a selfie. And I said to
Mark.
I was like, I just left right now. And she almost caught me in a lie. But because she's like, oh, there were no masses. I said, yeah, but I talked to my pastor a lot. And she asked me, this is funny. She asked me, she goes, who's your pastor? And I said, his name's Pastor Ken.
Tony, I swear, you're getting smarter. Seriously, that was a good move there. So what happened? You meet up with her? You, you know, play hide the salami? What'd you do?
So we met up last night for coffee. And I paid for it. And we were talking about stuff, and she has, you know, she's black. So she said to me, she goes, you know, I don't really drink coffee, but I ordered her coffee. And then when the waitress said to me, how would you like your coffee? I said, I like my coffee strong and black, like I like my women.
Nice.
Yeah, it was good. It was good. We had, but I had to go to the counter and get some blood mints because my breath smelled like coffee. So I offered her mint because I don't like the smell of coffee, and but she didn't. She said no, thank you. So I didn't want to I didn't make out with her that night. I gave her a kiss on the cheek.
You didn't see those Hershey kisses?
No. She drove me home, and she had to pick me up. My car's in the shop, and so she ended up she drove me home.
That was nice. It sounds like your new nickname should be Don Juan.
I mean, I always have I have really good luck with women. It's good.
Well, I mean, that's continue.
If you're gonna burp, mute the phone, because...
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. So anyway,
CVS doesn't sell lube, by the way. So,
yeah, they do. Tony, that shows you how little you fucking know. Of course they sell lube. They get a whole fucking section. They sell fucking vibrators, cock rings. They sell the whole fucking nine yards. CVS sells everything. Hold on, I got to mute my phone. All right, I'm back. But anyway, so any other women, or is this one?
It's her right now, and then, I didn't know that there were a lot of blacks in Christian churches. I thought they were all Baptist. They were all like,
Tony, you know what they say about black women? It's like, you can go bigger, but then you can just date. What's the next word?
You can go blacker?
No, Tony, it rhymes.
What rhymes? What?
You could go bigger, or you could date a...
Yeah, you know, this is why I'm retiring after tonight. You're trying to make me say nigger, and
I was trying to, all I was going to say is that you can go bigger, you can date a lovely black woman. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Well, no, you said what rhymes with bigger.
And that's what right. rhymes with it. Oh, you're disgusting.
No,
you talked about burping, but fuck. All right, anyway. Let's see. Pastor Veal has a statement. Do you want me to read it?
Yeah, I guess so, because he's a... yeah, go ahead.
I mean, he is your pastor, so we should listen. It says, I'm sorry, this is more of a statement. What you said about those Christian ladies on the show threatening rape, you are a fat, ungodly bozo.
I never said nothing about it. Hold on, let me just finish talking.
Then you can speak. Another statement from Pastor Veal. I know this woman, and you better admit to lying to her because I'm going to tell her that you're a big, fat, huge liar. And he's excommunicating you.
No, he's not. He's not going to excommunicate me. That's not what's going to happen. Because Pastor Veal, he's a fucking son of a bitch. He's a criminal like Ken. And he used to be a friend of mine, but now he's Pastor son of a bitch. Because he's always calling me shit and saying shit to me.
Okay. Here's a good question from Ajah Fadid. What is Tony's favorite pasta to use with his favorite sauce?
My favorite pasta to use with my sauce? I like it's called Francisco Rinaldi. You know, if I can't make my own sauce that day, Francisco Rinaldi.
What's your favorite pasta? Angel hair, spaghetti, linguine, cavatappi. What do you like?
I like penne and gnocchis.
All right, so you're a fan of penne and gnocchis. All right, okay, people want to know more about you. I'm just trying to help this. What's your favorite bottled sauce? If you can't make your own. You can't make your own gravy. What's your favorite sauce? And what flavor? I mean, like, are we talking about an Alfredo? Or are we talking about a pesto? What do we got going on?
No, I like that. I don't do Alfredo. I don't like it. It makes me sick because I got the IBS. And I think I'm left.
Oh, that's right. How's that going?
I'm on medicine now.
Okay. I mean, you could also, you know, there's an old remedy that you use quick dry cement and you drink it, and it will solidify everything right there.
Yeah, I take the anti-diarrhea pills.
Oh, that's nice. So you just keep on eating like shit. So would you like to invite a caller in? We have a new segment. We have to plug your love lube. I mean, we have a lot of stuff to do.
I'm not plugging a love lube. What fucking stupid segments do you have now tonight?
Would you like to jump into the segment right now?
I don't know. Is it going to be about me fucking some guy in the ass? What's it gonna be? Hello?
It's Uncle T's story time.
What's story time?
Shut up, Tony. I'm playing your intro music.
It's not my intro music.
Shut up.
All right, this is great.
Tony, why are you disrupting him?
Because I'm not fucking Mr. Rogers. You guys want story time? Go call the fucking story show.
Come on, you got one good story for us.
I don't have a story. What the fuck you want from me?
Why don't you tell us a story so people can get to know you better?
About what? Come on. I don't fucking have stories. What fucking stories?
I mean, the story about your life. About tell us what you do. Tell us a funny anecdote of your of the week. You go out. You leave your house, don't you?
I mean, you actually, the thing with the girl, the Christian girl, on Christian Shingles, sure, it's really funny. After she dropped me off at the house. After the thing.
Yeah.
She was like, are you sure you don't want to come to my apartment? I said,
Come in her apartment? I like that, Tony. Smart.
Yeah. I invited her up to mine anyway. So, you know, I got to invite you upstairs. Maybe for a nightcap. And I said to her, I'm trying to be a gentleman. I don't want to bring you upstairs. We just met. And I don't think God would want me to, have sex with you right now. I was totally bullshitting the fuck out of her.
Nice.
It's so funny. Yeah. She's like, oh, you're such a nice guy, Tony. I do this to the broads. I end up taking him home, and I said to him, no, we can't do this right now. I said, no, we can't do this right now. And it fucking wins him over. It wins him over. They think I'm a gentleman. But the more and more I tell them, hey, I'm busy. I don't want to have sex. The more I say that, the more they want to have sex with me. Next thing you know, I'll get a blowjob. But yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, and you know, black don't crack. She still looks good. She looks fucking good, especially. I wanted a fuck, I'm not going to lie. She had a nice ass, thick.
You said like she's like what, like 71?
70, 71, yeah. She's around that
time. Yeah, nice. I'm sure that's some nice tight pussy right there.
She can't have kids, which is good.
Good. What the fuck? You don't want kids.
Yeah. She had an accident when she was younger. And fucked her up. She can't have kids, which is... It's good. I mean, I told her, I said, hey, listen, it sounds terrible. But I'm happy because she's probably really tight.
Yeah. No, this is what I'm talking about. Now you're enjoying yourself. You have any good story? Do you want to take a call? I'm sure you've got some people that are anxious on the line waiting to speak to you.
Yeah, I actually do. Let's take some calls.
That's beautiful. That's what I like to hear. Hold on one sec. Let me cue this shit right up. All right, here we go. And caller, let's go unmute this motherfucker.
856, fucking unmuted.
Hello, if you're there.
Caller.
Yeah, look here, man. Look here.
Yeah, it's the fucking black guy. It's the black guy.
No, look here, Tony. Look here, man. I'm not here to bust your balls, brother. Not tonight. I'm here to talk about my brother, Barry Schwartz, man, from Barry's Flower Shop and Pottery Works in St. Louis, Missouri. Do you know what he sent me tonight, Tony? He sent me the triple plastic Tony toilet, man.
All right, yeah. There's no toilet.
Do you know what I'm doing right now, man? I'm sitting on the triple Tony toilet, man. This is a purple color. They come in like 7 colors, man. And I'm on the purple color right now. And I'm sitting on your toilet, and I'm taking a dump, man. See the problem?
There is no fucking toilet.
God.
Hello?
Look, I told you, man, not to get those enchiladas earlier, man. They're burning my shit out of my ass, man.
If you're gonna fucking take a shit on the show, go call a shit show. It's gonna be a fucking shit show somewhere on Blog Talk Radio. I'm sure.
I agree, Tony. Tony, you're right.
Yeah, I'm sorry,
Tony,
man.
You're right. This is not acceptable.
Yeah,
Tony,
I'm gonna cut the call off.
Tony, I'm cutting it off.
Cut him off because you just shut him up, bitch. He's
wait,
fucking...
man, no, don't
what?
Cut me off, man.
Don't cut me off.
I'm not done yet. I want to say one other thing.
Bye, caller.
Am I still on here or what, man?
I'm trying to cut you off.
I want to tell this son of a bitch to go get fucked in the ass. Go ahead. Keep him on the line. Go ahead so I can tell him to get fucked in his ass.
Do you understand, Tony? I'm a pastor, man.
Yeah, and you're telling
a pastor to get fucked in the ass? What's wrong with you, man?
Look, you can't be taking shits on the show. Only Tony can do
What's
that.
What's the matter with you? What's the matter with you?
What's the matter with you? You're the one taking shits on a show. Fucking shitting on my show.
No, understand. Understand. Look, dude. Look, man. I'm promoting your stuff, man. I'm on a triple Tony toilet, man.
There is
you know
no...
That holds over 400 pounds, man. 400 pounds. It holds your fat ass.
Get him, man. JJ, get him the fuck out of here. Get him the fuck out of here. All right.
You said you wanted to talk to him. I kept him on because you said
he's
that.
He's a fucking
all right.
Son of a bitch. He's a fucking asshole. And there are no toilets made in my fucking name. No toilets and shitting and all the fucking garbage. Okay? The fucking retarded person calling in here. Him and his fucking church. Oh, I'm on a toilet taking a shit. That's nice.
No, that's ridiculous. That's ridiculous.
That's nice.
Yep, no. Arnold Schwarzenegger is calling in right now.
What?
I want to ask you a bunch of questions, and I want to have them answered immediately. Who is your daddy, and what does he do?
Good questions from Arnold.
Tell Arnold to go fuck himself. I don't have a daddy. My daddy died a long time ago.
No!
He seems angry. Anyway, all right. Anyway, Tony, you're going to calm down. It was a joke. Relax.
Yeah.
Take a deep breath.
Tony,
what? That's fine. Whatever. We talked earlier today, so we could have a good show. And you wanted to. There's a story that I want. You know that we were talking about. So you know,
yeah,
let's get that
you
going.
You call me. You said, "Hey, you say we're gonna have a good show. You fat fuck. Bye, fatty." That's what you said to me. You think that's nice? You say somebody. This is why I'm not going to have a show no more.
I mean, I thought I was being as polite as humanly possible. I have to call you.
Yeah, real polite. Stick it up your ass.
Well, I mean, do you want to stick it up your pee hole? That would hurt a lot more.
No, I don't want nothing on my pee hole. Nothing on my ass. Nothing like that.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks for the offer.
All right. Anyway, there's that other story that we were talking about. That we have all set. So let's why don't we do that now? You ready?
Well, what story?
Tony, about Christian love.
Christian love, yeah. Well, my story of Christian love, well, what is it?
Tony, come on. Look, are you drinking again? Are you back on the bottle?
No, I'm not back on a bottle. Just play the fucking thing if you want.
All right, I'm just going to play it. That's it. I just want to play it. All right, here we go. Get ready. Here it comes.
Live from downtown, it's KUNT News with your host, Lou Skunt. Hello and good evening. I'm Lou Skunt, reporting live from Fantopia's Pizza. We are a witness to a horrible, horrifying sight, a sight that will live in infamy. Local fat man and Blog Talk Radio host Anthony Gargano has been spotted leaving the facility, but in his departure, he had left a great wave of shit.
Shit,
over the bathroom wall. Shit, all over the tables and the utensils. Truly a sickening sight that makes this reporter ask, why, Mr. Gargano? Why would you do this to such a well-established and reputable business?
I never shit.
We will continue to bring you live coverage of the story as we progress through the night.
This
if you have any
question.
Tips, please call our anonymous hotline.
Yeah, this isn't a fucking, first of all, fuck
Tony,
you.
Tony,
no,
I'm sorry, I hit the wrong button. Tony, literally,
what?
That just came through my news feed. I was just trying to update the audience. It's not the story. Relax.
I never took a shit in Shantapios.
All right, then we're going to have to build a case against them. But right now, that's what I heard. Anyway, I have to, like, report breaking news. If the U.S. was going to war, you'd want me to, like, announce that, wouldn't you? It was breaking news, just like that.
It's not news for me to take a shit somewhere. And I have shit in Shantapios. I use their bathroom, okay? But I don't shit on utensils. I don't shit on the fucking floor. Wipe it everywhere. I don't do that shit. Literally shit. And the guy said, cunt news, whoever there you are, you fucking reporting son of a bitch. You are a fucking cunt. And you're a fucking liar.
I must have been hornswoggled because I thought it was real news. That's all I'm going to tell you. But anyway, now I want to cue up the real story, the real thing. So sit back, enjoy yourself, Tony, and listen to this.
I don't...
Listen.
Shut up.
This here is Mr. Benjamin Buford Fontaine III. And in response to tonight's subject... of crystal singles, I would like to share a very Christian love story.
Let me guess, it's me.
The accounts of one Tommy Monahan.
It's me getting
fucked. Tony, shut up for a sec.
Please
shut up for a sec. Shut your mouth.
Kent drove down to Texas to pick up Ken in Jimmy Pilkington's trunk. Ken told Frittata he was going to the store for more cigarettos.
Cigarettos are good.
Down the street and picked up Kenny like a 10-cent hooker, yeah, in Jimmy Pilkington's truck. They drove across state lines into Arizona, remembering all the great times they had as fake pastors, remembering the scams and all the people they've ruined over the years here. They laughed at all the troll jokes aimed at them. Then Kent proposes to Ken.
How about we make our appointment with God and let him judge us today, my son?
Well, Kenneth Mary Lou Fishman, coughing aggressively into his 7-Eleven coffee, says,
Okay.
Then he smiles and says,
those trolls. Okay.
I gotta miss it. Miss it. What? I make coffee for God. Okay.
They both shook hands, and they drove off. They drove toward the Grand Canyon. They are seconds away from the edge. Ken asks Kent.
What?
Kent. Did I make you good coffee? Oh, yeah.
Kent turned and grinned at him with his graveyard teeth and said,
gosh, no, Pastor, you made the best coffee, bitch, Kenny.
Kenneth Mary Lou Fishman responded,
okay.
They kissed as they drove off the edge and died at the very bottom of the canyon.
Disgusting.
They died on a Sunday. The end. Thank you for listening to this Christian love story.
Disgusting.
As it is accounted by Mr. Tommy Monahan.
That's a fucking disgusting.
Yeah.
What a fucking disgusting. Hello?
Yeah.
That was a stupid, weird story. But that would happen because Kent and Ken have had sex before. I know it did.
Were you invited?
Okay.
All right. Cut the fucking garbage.
All right. Let's take another caller. Relax, Tony. You got people who really want to talk to you. We also have some voicemails. What do you want to do? Call, voicemail. What do you want?
Just,
your show.
Let's just
you decide.
Get to the calls. Let's get to the retarded calls.
Hey. Let's not use the R word. That's fucking bad. You're not supposed to say that. It's fucking DC when I need them. Anyway, all right. Let's bring a caller on.
909. Fucking unmuted.
The scream in my fucking ear.
Hello, this is Tony's plunger. He puts me in a toilet, clog up all the shit that he does, and then he uses a loop. He uses my stick and sticks it up his ass.
You are not my plunger. This...
Yeah.
This JJ, this
you
is what they do.
Google banana loop. And you stick it up my stick, and you stick it up my your ass.
No, I don't stick you up
you
my ass.
You stick, son of a bitch.
You are not my plunger. There is no such thing as my toilet calling in, my sink calling in. What? Why don't my toaster call in? Huh? Hey, toaster.
But
hey.
You use my stick. You use my stick to put it up your butthole.
No, I don't put you up my butthole and stick people up my ass or stick plungers up my ass. You fucking retarded.
And I still use
Tony, do you want to go to another caller?
Yeah, go to another caller. I don't want these fucking people on here no more. Get the fuck out of here.
I can't screen everybody. Relax.
Yeah, he wants to put the, I'm a plunger. You're sticking me up your ass. This is why I talk about this shit.
Tony,
yeah.
What the fuck was that?
I have IBS, so when I get nervous, I burp. It happens.
Are you sure it was just a burp? Did you check your underpants?
Yeah, I did. I didn't fucking shit my pants. I burped.
It's called a shart. All right, let's take the next call. You probably just sharted yourself. You should, when we take a break, you should definitely check that underpants. All right, so let's get next caller.
623 fucking unmuted with your balls.
What a fucking idiot.
All right, caller.
Hello, caller. Six two three. Is that what he said? Okay, you want to fart in the fucking phone?
That wasn't me talking.
Hey, you nasty motherfucker. Why are you farting while I'm on the phone, man?
I didn't fart on the phone. You fucking made a fart noise. Or JJ took a shit in his fucking pants. I don't know, but it wasn't me. Now, you want to be a good caller, or you're going to be a son of a bitch?
Nah, man. You fucking, you bitch at Pastor Leroy for shitting, and that's all you do every day, man. You shit yourself, you fill up that toilet bowl, and then you burp, and you blame it on your stomach. You a nasty motherfucker.
No, motherfucker. I have irritable bowel syndrome, and when I have
what
to
is
go
it
to
called again? What's it called again, Tony? I'm sorry. What's the official diagnosis?
It's got IBS. They call it irritable bowel syndrome.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Sorry. Go ahead. Sorry. Just trying to make sure.
Yeah. And I have a sickness. Would you make fun of somebody that has a mental disease or their brain was fucked up in a car accident?
Personally, I would, but, that's me.
Yeah, because I was sick. Go, you know, who said that? Hello?
What?
Okay.
All right. I got to switch the caller. This caller is not doing things right.
No, he's tired that I'm taking shits, and I fucking shit my pants. Get the fuck out
yeah.
of here.
Fuck yourself, right. Tony.
Go
all right,
fuck
we'll
you.
Switch up
go
the caller. We'll switch
go
up the caller.
Go call to go fuck yourself show. Go call that show. You want to call here? Tell me to go fuck myself. You go fuck yourself. All right. I don't fuck
no,
myself.
No, you go
I,
fuck yourself, you fat motherfucker.
Fucking shut him up. Get rid of him now. I just spilled my water.
All right, I'm getting rid of him. Tony, a bunch of people want to know if you were in Baltimore.
No, I was always, I planned on going there a while ago to go see Donnie Baby, but he canceled because, yeah.
Someone wanted to know if you were in, like, a tugboat. Going under a bridge, but anyway, it probably was another person they saw. So, would you like to take another caller?
Yeah, just let's just take them and get them out of here.
Yeah, let's get them out of here. Let's get them out of here. All right, let's go.
111. How are you, boy?
Here we go.
How are you, fucking boss?
Look here, man. Look here, man. This is Leroy Jr., and I'm calling in because I'm upset that Uncle Tony said it's his last show. Man, I hope that ain't true. Uncle Tony, you got to stick around because I got to tell you what my daddy's been up to, man. Man, he's been up to some bad shit. What
yeah,
does McDonald's...
He called me and said that he took a shit on a toilet that has my face on it or something fucking weird and retarded.
Oh, man. My daddy, he's been up to some bad shit, Uncle Tony. But I'm on your side, man. And don't let this be your last show, man. I'm on your side, man. But let me tell you, what does McDonald's and Pastor Leroy have in common? They both stick meat between seven-year-old buns. My daddy used to win marathons, but now he just comes in a little behind. You know, Pastor Leroy did 4 years in Vietnam. Not in the war. He was in jail. He found out the hard way pedophilia is illegal there, too. Pastor Leroy and Santa Claus have in common. They both leave little boys.
Guy. He's talking about having sex with fucking kids and fucking kids in the ass. You are a shit fuck. Your father's a shit fuck. And maybe he fucked
Hold on, man.
You
Hold on, man. Let me just tell you. What does Pastor Leroy and Santa Claus have in common? They both leave little boys' bedrooms with empty sacks.
Get the fuck out of here. Get him the fuck
out of here. Well, Tony, that last one wasn't bad. The other ones weren't great.
Look here, man. What does Uncle Tony and Leroy have in common? They both get fucked in the ass. Yeah, I said it. My daddy and Uncle Tony, both a couple
all right,
of...
I'll get rid of them, Tony. That's inappropriate.
Get the fuck out of here. You fucking piece of shit. Get the fuck out of here.
Yep. I'm going to get him. He's off. That was inappropriate. The last comment, uncalled for, inappropriate. Sorry about that.
Fucking son of a bitch.
Tony, we have other callers. We have voicemails. If you want to take a break from callers, we could do a couple of voicemails and come back to some callers.
Yeah, that's fine. We'll do that.
Okay. I'm gonna queue up a few voicemails.
All right, fine. Yeah, that's fine.
Can a fertilized octopus egg ingested into the human system actually grow inside the body?
What?
That was the voicemail. I'm gonna do the next one. That was ridiculous. I don't know what the fuck that even means. All right, now I'll do another one. Relax, Tony.
Hello, Tony. This is Alfonso. And I was wondering, since I can't call into the show, my friend Rudolfo had a question for you. Rudolfo asks, Tony, I'm Italian. # Italian.
That's not a question.
These are the voicemails that your loyal fans are sending in.
That's
I think
not a question. The fucking Rodolfo called in and said it before.
All right. Well, a question on the from online is from Amarillo. Hey, Danger Smooth, is it true that your dick's so big it stretches from A to Z on a keyboard?
I mean, you know, if I put my... No! It doesn't. It doesn't.
Oh, it doesn't.
I was talking about the elephant, the alphabet. And, no.
Well, A to Z, they're so different ends.
No,
in the
alphabet thing it is, but not on a keyboard.
Oh.
It means I have a little dick because I looked at the keyboard.
Oh, okay. Well, what would you say yours is more reasonably in the keyboard then?
It's big. That's all I'm going to say. Sometimes it hurts women. Okay, now can we get a fucking call, please? I don't want
to. Okay. All right, let's do another call. Hold on, let me queue it up. We'll get a nice caller. All right, ready? Here we go. Here it comes. Caller?
Pastor Ville, show us your balls.
I don't want to talk to him.
I'm so disappointed in you, Tony.
For what?
My disappointment. Where do you want me to begin, man? A, you lied to this good Christian woman about what church you attended. If you told her you were actually Catholic and you didn't actually attend church, she'd break up with you in an instant. B, you drove to a church called Grace Church, and you took a picture outside of it and said your pastor was Pastor Ken, which I know your pastor isn't Pastor Ken. Father Gianni. You know, Tony, not only are you going to hell, but I'm going to publish an expose on you, and I'm going to publish it in Singles of Boston on Facebook, and I'm going to say, do you know this man? He's a dirty, fat liar. And
no.
He lies to women routinely about his faith. There's Facebook groups for this. I'm going to publish it in there, and she's going to leave you because you do not deserve a woman in your life at this point. You're just such a fat, disgusting liar.
No. So I, how do you know I'm not trying to get closer to God? How do you not notice?
How do you know I'm not going to follow up?
Because two wonderful Christian ladies called your show last week, and you called them the C-word cunts. You called them ugly. You essentially, it's the equivalent of if I jacked off in front of somebody's grandmother and then had the audacity to call her ugly. You know, that's something you'd do probably too. You do the damn.
Have you done that?
No, I never fucking
not
did
you,
that
Tony,
shit.
The caller.
I've never done that in my life. I'm a pastor. I'm a man of God. And Tony here is a man of the devil and a man of gluttony and eating a lot of food and being a fat piece of lard. A fat piece of shit, actually. Sorry. I know that
okay.
I shouldn't say that.
Well, you're a son of a bitch, okay? You're a fucking – you're not a real pastor. I know who you are.
I'm a real pastor.
No, I know who you are. People told me about
I'm Pastor Veal. I'm a pastor.
Yeah, you
from
are.
From Valencia,
Charlie.
California.
All right, you are. Whatever. Because you got me so fucking pissed off. You stay out of my fucking love life. You stay out of my motherfucking love life. And if I need godly advice, or if I want to fuck another one of your Christian broads, I'll tell you.
Tony, Tony, somebody's going to beat you up someday and roll you down into the Boston duck pond, and the birds are going to be pecking at the scraps of, you know, fast food and dingleberries and whatever shit you ate that day out of your scraggly beard.
I do the ass kicking, okay? Anyone that's ever tried
except
to
when
fight
it comes
me.
To Carmen. Except when it comes to Carmen.
No, Carmen.
Carmen made you piss your pants in the snowbank. Come on.
No,
you can admit it.
I fell down. I pulled him on top of me so he wouldn't get hurt because I'm a nice guy. But if we didn't fall down and if there was no ice everywhere, I beat the shit out of him. He landed on top of me. I still beat the shit out of him. You could have asked your friend fucking J-Bo. He was there.
even your mother laughed at you is what J-Bo told me. Like Cadillac Joe was laughing and your mother was laughing.
No,
and you came home with a big key.
My mother was not laughing, you son of a bitch. That fucking J-Bo was laughing, but I wasn't laughing. My mother wasn't laughing. And Cadillac Joe wasn't there.
Where was Cadillac Joe? Stinking up another CVS or something?
I don't know. He's probably driving his Cadillac.
I heard you and Cadillac, this is another rumor I'm hearing, and I probably need to substantiate it. Sorry, I'm eating a toothpick right now. Because I'm just sitting here thinking about how you're such a liar. You know, how you lie. You lie to women to bed them because you're too ugly to you know,
get
them legitimately.
You get the fuck out of here.
That's why you're on Christian Mingle, trying to hit up 70-year-olds. You're going to break that woman's pelvis.
Get the fuck up, get him out of here.
You
said I'm trying to have sex with
you're going to slam her down with your big fat belly, and you're going to break her pelvis, and then she'll sue you, Tony. She'll sue you for the $2 you're worth.
The fuck out of here.
Tony.
Your Avalon will be gone.
I'm
going to
cut him off now. I'm going to cut him off. Bye, caller. Thanks for calling in. Tony.
You fucking shut him up. Bitch.
Tony, first of all, we have no idea if the woman that you're dating has osteoporosis or not. So that what are you saying is ridiculous.
Tell me.
Anyway, I have a voicemail. I'm gonna play to give you a little break. You have to take a leak or do anything like that. Have some marinara sauce, whatever it is. Let's do this voicemail and we'll come back. All right?
Yeah. Fine. I don't care.
All right, here's the voicemail. Here we go.
That's all this whole fucking meet and greet is about. a bunch of fucking gay Jews sitting around in a circle jerk, and you get in somebody's restaurant and tore the place down.
Fuck
what
you.
A piece of shit all of you are.
Yeah,
in front
I
of somebody's
you.
Grandmother. In front
yeah.
of somebody's grandmother, you got no fucking respect.
Oh,
you got no respect
you.
For nobody, do you, you piece of shit? So you do the
yeah.
damage. You fucking jack off
fucking
in front of a grandmother and then you want
to
call her.
Tony, it's not a live
you.
Call.
I'm
you don't have
to
respond.
To
it's
again.
A voicemail.
He's a fucking retarded person.
Tony, it's a voicemail. We need to hear it. Anyway, I'm going to do a couple more voicemails. Try to shut your mouth and let them talk, and then you talk after. So they talk, voicemail recording, then you're live. You talk after.
Okay, yeah, whatever.
All right, here we go. Next voicemail.
Hello? Dice Rico Ramosito Martini.
Good fucking eyes.
A boyfriend for you. He's a good voicemail, too. A voicemail is from a Christian single who have a question for you. The Christian single lady ask you, how good are you at doing dick suck to other men? Do you spit or you swallow?
I don't do none of that. Spitting or swallowing. Tell him to go fuck himself. Okay? I don't spit, I don't swallow. I don't do none of that shit. Get the fuck out of here.
Tony, good work. You waited to the end of the voicemail. But see? That's what I want. I want the commentary after. Fuck him. Got it. Good work. One more voicemail. Remember, voicemail first, Tony second, okay?
Yeah, fine.
All right, here we go.
Hey, Tony, this is Sal. Salmonella. I'm leaving you a voicemail. I just wanted to say, go fuck yourself.
Yeah, that's nice, too. That's good. Yeah, that's nice. You stupid fucking guinea prick. Fucking retarded person.
I mean, Tony, you're being a little aggressive towards your fans.
He told me to go fuck myself.
So, you ever try it?
No. Just
you don't know
do
if you like it or not.
Just go to the fucking other voicemail, and we're done with the voicemails because I'm getting nervous.
All right, I'm sorry. All right, let me cue up the last voicemail. Relax. Fuck. Fucking very fucking high strung today. All right, here we go.
Catch Mickey. All right, that whoever.
That was actually a pretty good voicemail.
No, it wasn't. It was somebody pretending to be me yelling at this asshole, Titch McGee, who calls in, who strangely sounds like Johnny Wongfetter, you know? But yeah,
who are they yelling at?
Titch McGee! All right, don't fucking play it again.
Okay, but I couldn't understand the person's name. What was the person's name?
Johnny Wongfetter or Titch McGee.
Titch McGee. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
On a show number.
I know you don't like that word. I wasn't trying to make you say it. All right. Let's take another caller. Relax. Take a deep breath. You ready?
Yeah.
All right.
111.
Ready? Go.
111. Rock out with your cork out, you fucking queer.
Don't say queer.
Hello?
Like that. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hello.
This is Johnny Longfeather. Hello?
No. It's you. Get the fuck. fuck out of here. You're not Johnny. Don't disrespect my friend. He's dead. You
it's
fucking
so
idiot.
Dark here.
Good. Get the fuck out of here. You're not Johnny. You son of a bitch.
Hello?
No, I wasn't Johnny. Johnny's my friend.
Okay.
Johnny's my I need a minute. Johnny's my he died.
So he's dead.
Yeah, he's dead.
Well, that sucks. But anyway, that's not going to make a good show. So you can cry on your own time.
Fuck you.
What the fuck is that from?
Because you
I'm only making like $5,000 a show. I'm not fucking here. I'm going to take that abuse.
If you're making $5,000... Then I want money.
I'm about to send you money after the show.
Yeah, and you're going to fucking bounce the fucking check.
No, you told me the check went through.
The
don't
fucking
bullshit me.
$4 or $5 that you sent me went through.
Oh,
yeah, it did.
Okay,
you know
and that's
not
enough to go down to 7-Eleven, get yourself some beef jerky, maybe a slushy, maybe some... something nice?
No, I can't do that. What am I going to do? Oh, here's $5. Well, what am I going to do?
Tony, that's fucked up. $5 is a lot of money. $5 could feed a Jewish village for a year. We know how to economize.
I don't care. I don't care.
All right, Tony. Do you want to take another caller? You sound like you're, like you have a big shit ready to pop out of your asshole. So you want to take another caller?
Yeah, because this is the last show. Last show I'm going to do for a very long time.
So yeah, Well, don't worry. I'll send you, I'm going to send you after this show, $101.28.
I don't believe you. Just go to the fucking cars.
All right, calls. I'll get you another fucking call. I won't send you the money because you don't think I'm sending it, so fuck it. I'll spend that money from myself. I'll get myself more Manischewitz. Fuck you. All right, next caller.
Yo, send me that fucking money.
You said you didn't want it. Fuck you.
Yeah,
caller.
Whatever.
111. Show me that gaping asshole.
Yeah, it's your phone's like that.
It's Tony. How you doing, Tony? This is Freddy. You remember me from high school?
I mean, I know Freddy from high school, but you don't sound like him.
Well, I got COVID, man. But, hey, remember when you were in the boys' room and for a couple of cannolis, you were doubting their dicks?
I never ate cannolis, Tony.
I believe he was wondering if you ever. I might have gotten this wrong. Have you ever fucked the filling out of a cannoli in the bathroom?
No, I never did. And Freddy, if I remember you correctly, you are a fucking bully, son of a bitch, and I pushed you down a fucking slide. When we were kids, you son of a bitch, and I never fucking
I'm so afraid, Tony. I'm so afraid. How about I'll meet you at the Revere, huh? The Revere tonight.
You
want to
meet me at the Revere? I kicked your ass back then. I'll kick your fucking ass again. You want me to meet you
Revere? Well, you know what? You bring your boys, and I'll bring my boys.
I don't need my boys. I'll fuck you and your boys. I'll fuck you up and your boys, okay?
You're going to fuck them, Tony?
No.
Oh,
I didn't shit.
Oh, my God, huh?
What?
You heard me. See you tonight, brother.
You fucking mama. Get the fuck out of here, you son of a bitch. Fucking rotten son of a bitch. I know Freddy. I know, Freddy. He was a little fucking punk. Little fat fuck. eating chocolate. He wouldn't share with the other kids.
Well,
used to
but
go
what
over
are you
there.
Talking about with the cannolis in the bathroom?
There's no cannolis in the bathroom. We never ate cannolis in the bathroom.
If you were going to fuck a cannoli, Tony, would you fuck chocolate chip, pistachio, or just a plain one?
I would fuck any of them, but I ate all of them.
Obviously, you ate all of them. That goes without saying. You want to take another caller?
Yeah, just do it.
All right, I'm going to do it now. All right, caller.
Bod02. Tongue your own balls.
What is wrong with this fucking retarded? Alfonso!
Stop saying retarded, you fucking retard.
He just said to tongue his own balls. He's being fresh.
It's recordings. You can't recordings. All right,
yeah,
Carl,
well,
go ahead.
Hello, this is Tony's refrigerator. Please tell him to stop stuffing me full of stuff. There's a ham and a turkey that he's been eating the last few days. And there's Johnny's long feathers body in here.
Okay.
I can't take any more.
Get the fuck out of
he's
here.
He's also
you're
got some
my...
expired milk.
Yeah,
and I
yeah.
I think I see a jar of lubrication.
Get him the fuck out of here. There's no body. My fridge don't
help
fuck.
Me.
What?
Please. Help
get
me, please.
You stop
with me.
Don't interrupt me, you fucking fridge motherfucker, you. Get him the fuck out of here. Fucking piece of shit.
Wow, Tony, you're a violent man.
I am. And people are calling and saying that to my fridge and this and that. Why are you guys just calling as my, like I said, my toaster? Why are you guys calling as my TV? I have a book over there in the corner. Why, hey, I'm Tony's book. What else is here? Well, I got a tree outside, I think. Are you my tree? You want to call me? You want to be my tree?
That would be probably pretty good, yeah.
This is why I'm not doing a show no more.
Tony, you're missing out on a ton of money, but you do what you want. You're gonna disappoint a lot of people, a lot of fans. Next week I was having a make-a-wish person. Last wish was to speak to you before they die. But if you wanna take away people's hopes and dreams, you do that.
Not taking away hopes and dreams.
Hopes and motherfucking dreams. Don't tell me what I'm telling you. Tell you what, you fucking stupid fucking fat kenny fuck.
Do I call you a Jewish guy?
Yeah, you actually do.
Well, I'm not fresh about it.
Well, I mean, you've called me a kike before.
No, I never called you a kike. I never said that shit to you.
You just fucking said it right now.
Because you just said it to me, and I said
it. It doesn't give you the right to say my word. That's my word. You have to convert to use that fucking word.
I'm not going to become gay. And not all fucking Jewish people are gay.
What are you talking about now? Jesus fucking Christ. All Jewish people are gay, you think?
No, I said you should convert to being gay.
No, I said convert to be a Jew. Fucking, what do you got, fucking meatballs in your ears?
No, I don't have meatballs in my ears.
Well, it fucking certainly sounds like this goddamn meatball.
Here's what I have in my ears. I got a brain in between my ears. And my brain is telling me the party's over and there's no more show after this.
Well, I mean, if you're going to fucking treat your callers this way, I don't know if anyone's going to complain. Let's take another caller. Why don't you try to act like a civilized fucking person?
Yeah, fine. But don't be fresh to me.
I didn't fucking be fresh. I'll slap the fucking ragu out of your mouth.
I don't have wacko in my mouth, you son of a bitch.
You believe me, you always have a little fucking little extra in your mouth. Believe me. Fucking fat fuck. All right, next caller.
Don't interrupt me like that, son of a bitch.
Slap in your fucking face. All right, next caller.
510. Tickle your taint.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead, caller.
I can hear you.
What's up, Tony? How'd you like my story? It's Tommy.
Yeah, hi, Tommy. That story was terrible. Not terrible. It was funny. I don't like that BBF told it because he's a piece of shit, but I can see Pastor Kent and Pastor Ken there kissing each other before they drive off of a cliff.
Right. Well, I got a story for you, Tony, but then I just want to get clear. You're trying to make this your last show?
Yeah, I'm there's no reason to do the show no more. I'm retired because everybody, all they do is aggravate me.
You are retarded. You're right.
Yeah, I am retired. You're right. So what story you got for me, Tommy? Hello?
Caller. I don't know where the fucking caller went. Obviously, you have an issue with callers because you treat them like shit.
No, I don't. I didn't hang up on him.
I didn't hang up on him.
I don't treat him like shit. Tommy's an all right guy. He's not a son. He can be a son of a bitch sometimes.
Yeah.
Great calling.
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Yes, Tommy. I thought that Jewish
cement,
guy
cement walls.
Hung up. Hello?
I think they got a bad connection and nothing to do with a Jewish guy, you fucking anti-Semitic fuck.
No, he ain't got a bad connection. You're fucking around. I know. You're a spiteful person. You're a very spiteful person.
You about
person.
To call me a spiteful kike?
No, I'm not going to say that word. You don't want to say it all the time. And this is why my show is over. The party is over. And you guys are just going to have to deal with it.
I'm going to probably just get an impersonator. All right, let's do a commercial for Tony's Love Lube. Because everyone goes gaga for Tony's Love Lube. All right, let's go.
No, I'm not doing a commercial.
Oh, shut the fuck up. I'm sending you money after the show.
No, you're not. I'm not doing it. You
could
have somebody.
I fucking love sending you money. It's my favorite thing.
That's nice. That's nice. That's good. No, you're not sending me money. I'm not doing this. I'm not doing it. I will
don't make me make a commercial and have. I'll just use an impersonator for your voice. I'll fucking do it.
No, you won't, because nobody impersonates me.
I'll fucking have someone. I'll basically slap someone, break some teeth, have them drink alcohol, and they'll sound just like it, you.
That's just go do that then, because I'm not reading it. I'm not reading it no more.
Then I'm not sending you the $101.28. It ain't going to you. That's done.
Not why? So it can be bounced? So it can be bounced?
Oh, did the last one go through, yes or no?
$4 went through.
What are you fucking complaining about? What do you fucking do with your money, you fat fuck?
I spend it on dates. I spend it on nice jewelry, rent, food.
On nice what?
Jewelry.
Did you say, call it jewelry? Like a Jew?
No. Jewelry. Jewelry. Jewish.
I'm going to take you to a speech fucking pathologist so they can teach you how to fucking pronounce things.
I pronounce things just fine. Thank you.
All right. Anyway, no commercial, no money.
I'm not doing it.
Tony?
Yeah, all
right. Stop fucking around.
Fucking weirdo. Sean, what do you want me to run me? You should. Oh, if you're going to interrupt me, what do you do, Sean?
No, this is the commercial. Go with it. Read the script.
Whether you want to have sex or not, Tony Gaga's boo-boo for Gaga woo-woo is going to allow your partner to give it to you, whether you want it or need it. Tony Gaga's boo-boo for Gaga will make you want it all night long. You have no choice when it comes to the one wolf. That sounds like a rape. That sounded like a rape thing, you know that?
Tony, I'm just letting you know, tomorrow you're supposed to get a box with plenty of love lube, and I know that 71-year-old woman. You could lube up her asshole, her vagina. He'll be ready for you.
That's nice, yeah, okay. But that thing made it sound like rape. That's what it sounded like.
Hey, that's what's going through your fucking sick mind. What the fuck's wrong with you? Why are you thinking about rape all the time? What should I call you? Uncle Tony Diddy?
No, I'm not a diddler. And that was a dirty thing. You're not going to have sex whether you want it or not. That makes it sound very rape-like. And I had a fucking rapist.
Yeah, whatever. Fucking Uncle T. Diddy.
I had a dead one.
No, Diddy, because P. Diddy just got busted for fucking sex trafficking. You probably had something to do with that.
No, I don't. No, I fucking don't. I don't know what you're talking about.
Your name
about.
Is going to be Uncle T. Diddy Epstein. Fucking disgusting. You disgust me. Thought you were a fucking good guy.
Oh my God, darling. Here's Willow talk with his tight asshole.
Willow talk?
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
All right. Well, I'm gonna get another caller because you're making me sick with your pedophilia. Fucking cannolis in the bathroom. Disgusting.
I'm not fucking cannolis.
Cannoli fucker.
Not cannolis. I'm a bitch. I'm not fucking cannolis. This is why this is the last show. I'm ever going to
do. Do you think Veronica would suck the icing off your cock after you fuck a cannoli?
No.
I gotta say, you sound like a rapist pedophile. And I think you are also a person who's like, you look like Jeffrey Epstein, you fucking rapist pedophile faggot. Kill yourself.
You fucking retarded person.
All right, let's do the next call. Try to finish off on a strong note. Try to think about being professional.
I don't want to. Get out of here, Charlie. Hang on. Get the fuck down. counter. Watch the fucking out, you idiot retarded cat.
I'm going to report you to the fucking animal fucking humane society. Okay, animal abusing fat fuck. I'm going to eat a fucking sheet of lasagna all night.
I just want to tell people that I am no longer doing the show no more. I'm retired. I'm going to have...
I just got another chunk of money. Your check tonight would have been $223.01. But that's gone. I'm not sending you shit. Now that you're quitting the show, you ain't getting dick.
I'm not doing a show. Why do I do it? Because so you bust my balls? So you do fucking terrible shit.
I don't even bust your balls. Your callers are busting your balls because they deserve to be busted. I mean, if you notice, DC2 hasn't called in. He's disgusted with your language.
No, it's not. I did not have bad language at all. No bad language.
You're talking about raping women, pedophilia, taking big shits everywhere. It's disgusting. King cannolis. Who the fuck would fuck a cannoli? Who would even think about that?
That's it. That's it. The party's over. You understand me? That's it.
I don't even know what party you're talking about. Is there a girl there?
No.
Did you just check your underwear and yell because you thought what was in there?
No, I was just kidding.
Right. Let's take another call. Relax. Take another call. Ready for another call? Take a deep breath. There we go. That's good. Good work. All right. I'm going to cue another call now. Ready? All right. Let's go.
Hey. I don't want it. Charlie. Yeah.
111. Tony's crying.
Not crying. Get nervous.
Hey, this is your TV.
Oh,
I need you to come
Tony
turn
watching?
Me off.
What's Tony watching?
He's watching blowjob porn. He's been doing it. He's left it on for the last 8 hours now.
Now, can you be a little more specific about the blowjob porn, please, TV?
It's cuck porn.
Okay.
So there's one guy who watches who's really fat.
Get
and he sits in the corner.
I'm not watching.
And then there's usually two or three women all taking turns with a much more muscular and handsome guy who looks kind of Jewish.
Get him the fuck out of here.
TV, does this Jewish-looking person have a six-pack possibly?
He does. He does.
No, he doesn't. No, he doesn't have a big dick.
Anyway, I need you to come turn me off, Tony. I'm tired of listening to this.
You are not on. I'm not watching.
Can you switch over to Nickelodeon?
Tony, is this not your TV?
That's not my TV. My TV...
Oh, why didn't you tell me that from the beginning? I would have
cut
off the caller.
My TV has the Sopranos on, okay?
Nope. Haven't had the Sopranos on for 5 years.
Get him the fuck out of here.
All right. We'll take another call. Relax.
Whoever that retarded person is, I don't have a
Tony,
TV.
Tony,
what?
It's not retarded. It's special needs. Can you say that, Tony?
Yeah, special fucking needs.
Yeah. Isn't that sound a lot better than saying the other word, that ugly word that you're not supposed to be saying?
The retarded word, yeah.
How many times do I have to fucking tell you, stop saying the goddamn word?
Here's a word I'm going to say. I'm going to say bye because everyone's being a son of a bitch to me.
You're fucking gay?
No, I'm not gay. Everyone's being a son of a bitch to me. So I want to go. I'm going to go. I'm going to,
I didn't say you could go.
Yeah, fuck you. I'm going. I'm never doing a show no more.
All right, Tony, why don't you take a deep breath? Why don't you give me your thoughts of what's going on? Give me some thoughts. Give me what's in Tony Gaga's head. All right, relax and go. No one's going to interrupt you. No calls, nothing.
What's going on in my head right now is that I am not doing a show no more. I am retired.
Tony Brain, we are doing the show. I don't know why he's saying this. I don't know why he said the hateful words. This is Tony's brain. I'm very small. Like it's
fuck you. You said I wasn't going to have any more callers.
I haven't said a word. I'm not saying no callers have gone through. I don't know what you think you're hearing, but I have done shit.
No, there's a call on the show.
I'd like to have these six.
There is no caller on.
In my drawer.
But they sounded like they were fucking calling from a car.
No, absolutely not.
You want my fucking Dutch? You know, you're gonna play the retarded songs now while I try to talk.
I don't know what you're talking about, man. I'm just trying to let you talk.
All right. I am no longer doing the show. I have retired. We will never see, you will never hear from me again. I'm tired of being treated like shit. I don't get paid. Nothing. You give me garbage,
no.
You give me spashada. That's what you'll give me.
Yeah.
So why should I do the show? Why should I do it?
Because you're making lots of money.
I ain't making shit.
Tony, come on. Don't be that way.
I'm retiring. I'm done. I'm not doing the show now, Ma.
I am.
I'm not doing the show number.
Hold on, I just have to do one thing.
That's nice, yeah. This is why I'm doing it. I'm retired. Just play the song. Play the song so I get the fuck out of here. Because you're not going to let me talk anyway.
All right, here's the Tony's a Retard song. Hold on.
There's no song. We have Tony the Retard song. At all.
Yeah, it's like Tony the Tiger, but Tony the Retard.
Brilliant, Mr. Sourdough Manila. Yes.
This is a shock. And this is my fucking
shock. The beginning of September.
This
I
is
saw
my
you
fucking shock.
On the first day of school.
Retarded. If you don't play all my music, I'll give you my fucking song, okay? I'll give you my dog.
Okay.
My daughter's this. I am retiring, and I'm not doing a show no more. That's it. That's the end of it. There's no more songs. There's no more. The party's over. The party is over. No more If you guys are going to keep treating me like shit, I'm not going to... Damn it! Yeah, you're playing the music now.
You asked me to play the music.
I'm done. You're playing the music, and now I'm retiring. That's the end of it. Say goodbye to me.
Tony, you're gay. Get your dick in, homie. Get yourself. Hello?